SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.N. Health Agency says a pair of patients with hantavirus and one suspected of infection have been evacuated from that cruise ship. Two of the patients arriving at Amsterdam's airport Wednesday night, they were quickly hospitalized. World Health Organization says 8 cases have officially been recorded, 5 confirmed by lab test. 3 people have died. Apple agreeing to a $250 million settlement in a class action lawsuit over false advertising of Siri's AI capabilities. The suit claims Apple misled consumers by promoting features that did not exist when the iPhone 16 was launched some 2 years ago. There has been an arrest after a weekend shooting at a lakeside park in Oklahoma.
Police in Edmond, Oklahoma have made an arrest after a weekend shooting that killed a young woman and left nearly 24 others injured.
Multiple subjects produced firearms and discharged in excess of 80 rounds.
Police Chief J.D. Younger says 18-year-old Jalen Davis turned himself in and is being held on a $1 million bond.
That charge is in the process of being upgraded to felony murder.
The 18-year-old who died from her injuries, Aviana Smith Gray, was a high school senior. Her family says she loved to sing and dance and was looking forward to graduation. I'm Jennifer King.
In suburban Dallas, police still investigating the shooting of where a man shot 5 people in a store, killing 2 of them. Authorities say the gunman, who is in custody, knew all 5 victims. Polls are open now in the midterm local and regional elections in Great Britain, and many officials say these numbers could have a heavy impact on Prime Minister Keir Starmer, whose popularity has dropped significantly. SRN News. Well, America's largest Protestant denomination is making some plans. Michael Harrington explains.
The Southern Baptist Convention is gearing up for its annual conclave in Orlando. The gathering will bring SBC delegates from all over the country to the Orange County Convention Center June 7th through the 10th. Organizers say there will be as many as 200 separate events and meetings held during the convention. The SBC is in the midst of a slow but persistent decline in membership, though baptisms are on the rise. Michael Harrington reporting.
A converted church in rural central Pennsylvania has become a place where musicians with Amish roots are coming to record music and make videos. Ragamuffin Hall in McCoysville was the setting last week for a concert by two of the rising stars in that scene, the married couple Ben and Rose Stolzfus. This is SRN News. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has gone before a House panel concerning his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Lutnick has been forthcoming about his limited interactions with Epstein.
I feel like that Lutnick's been very transparent. He came in voluntarily. I said before this thing started, the only thing that I had seen that Lutnick did wrong wasn't 100% truthful on the brief visit to the island with his family. He corrected that in his opening statement.
But Virginia Congressman Suhas Subramanyam was not impressed and says Lutnick should resign.
That was absolutely mind-boggling what we just heard in the room. He was evasive, nervous, he was dishonest. He would not admit to lying, which he clearly did.
The hearing on the House Oversight Committee. More details at srnnews.com.